He pushes back against just borrowing methods from the
world. The First of Knowledge From by Dr. Qazi Abdul-Manan. It's a pretty intense read, but I think there's so much to unpack here, especially for where about knowledge in general.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, the core, Dr. Manan is wrestling. How do we actually construct a research that's, well, not just inspired by the Quran, but actually, in its epistemology, is ambitious? He pushes back against just borrowing methods from the West or only sticking to classical models from medieval Islamic scholarship. He's really arguing for a fresh, unified paradigm grounded completely in the Quranic worldview, right?
Exactly. And at the whole of this is questioning where knowledge comes and how we, as humans, participate in the first of knowing. Manan points out that academic research often knowledge off from values. It treats facts as one thing and as another. The Quran, by contrast, integrates reason and morality. So, listeners, the big significance here is you're being invited to see research, whether you're studying biology, law, sociology, whatever, as something moral and purposeful, not just technical.
And that's more than it sounds at first. Manan breaks down these concepts, things like ilm, knowledge, aql, reason, yaqeen, certainty, tafakkur, reflection, and tadabbur, deep structured contemplation, showing how the N crafts knowledge as a journey from observation and rationality to action and spiritual awareness. I mean, to know is never just about stacking. It's this dynamic move toward wisdom and, ultimately, justice and service for others.
I really appreciated how he ties together qualitative and quantitative research. He's not saying, throw out experiments and measurements. Instead, he's arguing for layering those with deep reflection, context, and ethical accountability. Like, the empirical isn't from the spiritual. There's this continuum between sensory observation interpretation and action.
Right, and he offers a pretty detailed, almost step-by-step framework for Quranic research. It goes from encountering a sign in nature or society to observing it, reflecting and analyzing, arriving at understanding, fiqh, and then verifying ethically applying that knowledge. It's kind of like a mixed methods approach, but anchored in a different set of first.
You know what's funny? The discussion about signs in made me think about bird watching. Completely unrelated, but sometimes you're outdoors, staring at a bird through your binoculars, you do get that mix of scientific observation and a weird sense of awe. Almost spiritual. Anyway, maybe that's too much a tangent.
No, actually, that connects, in a way. Manan's point is that this wonder is not separate from. The Quran doesn't treat observation as neutral or value-free. It's charged responsibility. Even noticing a bird is part of seeing creation as a tapestry of, each meant for reflection and, who knows, maybe moral growth.
In terms of practical takeaways for listeners, Dr. Manan urges us to be aware of our assumptions, not just to apply Western qualitative or quantitative methods as, but to filter and reconstruct them through this Quranic process. Think of it research as an act of worship, your intention, honesty, and matter as much as your technical skill. That's huge. Because it means that academic inquiry isn't about reaching some final absolute truth. It's always a process, visional, ethical, and open to reflection. Dr. Manan doesn't offer last word, but it for us to keep questioning. Are our methods in harmony with the purposes of knowledge, truth, justice, unity? The real power of paper, I think, is this sense that research, its best, should shape us as much as it shapes the world. And that's a pretty call to action.
Absolutely. Even if you're not Muslim or religious, there's something to take from this. Don't separate knowledge from values. Bring your whole self to your, and let it transform you.
Agreed. And next I go birdwatching. I'll reflect a little more deeply, Lee, in the first of methodology.
Sounds like a plan.